You send your gospel.
主啊，你实在愿意万人都得救。
So Lord, you want that everyone can be saved.
所以你一直有你的恩典赐给在这世上的人。
So you keep giving out your grace to the people on the earth.
主啊，愿你越过人一切的软弱。
Please overcome our weakness.
将你的福音能够在清晰而清楚地传给所有人。
So please let us deliver your gospel clearly.
愿你拯救更多的人。
May you save more people.
愿你得着一切的荣耀。
We give all glories to you.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
In our Jesus precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
那么，如果大家可以的话，你可以打开手上的圣经。不管是电子版或者是电影版。
So if possible, we can open your Bible.
那么是在约翰福音十一章，我们先读一到七节。
So please open the book of John and we go to chapter 11. We read verse 1 to 6.
这是我们主耶稣在地上行走的时候的话，所亲身经历的事情。
So this is the one thing first when our Lord on earth.
因为这个电脑临时坏掉了，所以就请大家原谅一下，没有投影给大家。
So about the apologize for the computer error.
大家找到我们一起念。
So let's read together.
约翰福音十一章第一节。 这其实是一个很简单很明白的事实。
So this is a very simple and very clear story.
这里一开始就告诉我们有一个人叫拉撒路，他病了。
So in the beginning of this story, it tells us there is a man called Lazarus, and he was sick.
然后呢，他的姐姐两个就把他人去请耶稣。
So he got two sisters, and then they sent the message to Jesus.
那么我想可能很多人不管是大的病或者小的病，很多人都有生过病。
So I know most of us we have been sick before. It doesn't matter if it's a big one or small one.
其实我是生过很多病的，说老实话。
Actually, I suffer a lot of sickness.
很多病就是说，别人看了我们不是很严重的。
Many diseases not less severe.
其实很多人一看就知道说这个病不会让你死亡。
So some disease will not cause you death.
但是如果你真的生过病的人，你跟别人的感觉是完全。
So you get different feeling if you suffer any disease.
生病的人自己其实是会很害怕。
So when someone is in a sickness, you will feel pain.
我们先从人的角度看这件事情。
So we're just talking about the human being side.
那么你生病了以后，也分两种情况。
That's two different situations if you are sick.
一种呢就是你经常见到的。
So the first thing is you will come in.
那我们先看拉撒路遇到的这个事情。
So let's have a look at what happened to Lazarus.
那是我们不常见到的。
So this is we didn't come across too much.
那么按照圣经上面的记载呢？
So according to the Bible.
他的姐姐马上就去找了耶稣，派人去找了请耶稣。
His sisters sent a message to our Lord.
其实对于他们来说，这个病是很严重的。虽然他们圣经上没有说这个是一个什么病。
So the Bible didn't tell us what kind of disease he had, but it looked like very severe.
但是我们看到一个事实。
We can see one factor.
就是他姐姐派人去请耶稣，然后从到了耶稣到他们的村子里，才仅仅四天。
So when they asked the sister sent a message and then Jesus arrived, it only took 4 days.
马上路已经死。
But Lazarus he only died.
如果放在今天，你可能会说这个是一个非常严重的病。
If you put this story today, I was thinking this is must be very severe disease.
因为当时其实耶稣离那个村庄不算很远。
So the distance Jesus from this village is not too far.
送信的人出去的时候，拉撒路还是活的。
The messenger saying to Jesus, our Lord, I think Lazarus is still alive.
然后耶稣收到消息以后，他在原地还停留了两天。
So when our Lord had a message from this village, and he stayed there for 2 more days.
那么你可以知道，就算是最远的距离，其实也就是两天的步行的路程。
So it might take 2 days walking distance.
那么我们从圣经其他地方知道，如果说是按照犹太人的计算方法。
So according to the Bible, according to the Jewish custom.
这两天步行的路程基本上就是在40公里。
So it might be only 40 kilometers.
那你如果放在现在的话，我们开车其实很快就会到。
So it will take very short if you are driving.
那么你可以想象这个病它发作的时候有多快。
So it's a very, very, very quick disease.
那么我们为什么会说这一个呢，其实我们现在面临着一个很相似的情况。
Actually, we are facing very similar situation.
就是现在在很多国家正在流行的这个非典性肺炎的瘟疫。
So it's like this disease we have spread around the world.
那么这个肺炎它发作以后呢，重症的话，基本上一个人在两个星期左右。
This coronavirus for people got the disease and getting very severe.
其实有一个被感染的医生，29岁的强壮的医生，他大概也就撑了不到一个月。
So one doctor is very strong and then he got this virus and then he died after 1 month.
所以说这个病虽然圣经上没有记载，但是你可以想象得到它是一个相当严重的病。
This is kind of very severe virus. It doesn't write down in the Bible.
当然在这个故事里面这个病是什么病其实不是重点。
So this is no main point for this story, what kind of disease.
因为从我们人类的历史来看，我们遇到过非常多的病。
So in human history, we had a lot of kind of disease.
就像前几年发生的，在非洲发生的埃博拉病毒。
So there's a virus happening in Africa called Ebola.
那么这一次的瘟疫发作的话，其实被感染的病人有差不多50%的人是死亡。
So it's the death rate will be higher than 50%.
那个病毒发作的时候，最快的人只活了一天。
So someone will die in one day.
那么现在这个问题的重点在这里，就是他的姐姐。
This story telling us his sister.
马上派人去请耶稣。
So he sent a messenger to our Lord Jesus.
当然我们如果你没有信主的话，我们生病了，如果是很严重的病，或者是你不知道的病，你会马上去找谁？
So, if you getting disease and you've been sick, who are you going to seek ask for help?
我想作为一个普通人，你肯定是想去找你所认识的、你所知道的最好的医生。
So as common persons, what you're going to do is to seek advice from the doctor, whatever you know is a very good doctor.
对的，这里的拉萨路的姐姐，她就是去找他们所知道的最好的医生。
So his sisters, what they're doing is to seeking the best advice from the best doctor.
我们不是说在这地上的医生不好。
We don't say that the doctors of us is no good.
但是我们信主的人，你知道最好的医生的时候。
Believers, you know who is the best doctor.
在你危急的时候。
In your very severe situation.
你当然会去找你所知道的最好的医生。
So of course you were seeking advice from the best doctor.
就是我们的主耶稣。
It's our Lord Jesus.
那么其实说到普通人，他们还没有得救，还没有认识主耶稣的时候呢
？If someone he hasn't been a believer.
就是我们说到现在所发生的肺炎，其实有很多的人。都生活在不认识主的情况底下。
So many we can see many people are living they still don't believe Jesus our Lord.
当然，我们感谢在这次肺炎当中所有的医生、护士所做的一切努力和所做的一切拯救人生命的努力。
So we need to give thanks to that health professionals they do their best to choose their lives.
那么我们从普通人的角度来看
as a common person,
一些被感染的病人从重症病房 ICU 病房出来的病人告诉我们说
Someone, they recovered and they're from ICU.
真的医生为了抢救他们是做了很大的努力。
So the doctors, they tried to save them and they do a lot of work. They made a lot of effects.
就是轻的感染者我们暂时不说，因为我们没有这么多时间，我们只说一些在重症病房的病人的经历。
We're talking about some patients in the ICU and experience this virus.
那么当被感染肺炎的重症病人送到重症病房以后呢
？So one patient had very severe condition and it was sent to ICU.
那么其实医生是马上给他输氧。
So they need oxygen therapy.
我们现在看到有很多消息说有多少病人被治愈了。
So we heard a lot of news, how many people are healed.
但是不管是从医院的医生还是从病人本身告诉我们的。
So it's some information from doctors, hospital or these patients.
其实我们没有一种特效的药去治疗这个病毒。
There's no any medicine to treat this virus.
那么我们只能从其他的方面去做，就像前面提到的，医生会给你输氧。
So we have to do something else to help, like oxygen therapy.
第一步输氧呢，其实就是没有用到更加重的仪器，也就是说。不可能每个人都配备一台呼吸机。
So they can only have oxygen therapy because the equipment, the kind of the machine is not enough to have them breathe.
那么就给你输氧，就是要依靠你自己肺的功能，把这些氧气冲到你身体的各个地方。
So it will depends on your lung functions. So the oxygen will give to you and then your lungs.
其实就是增强你自己的抵抗力。
So it means you should have a good body to take this oxygen.
当病人的血里面氧的饱和度低到93%的时候
，So when the oxygen levels the saturation level is more like high and below 93%.
医生就认为你是危险的状态。
And you will be very very severe condition.
他就必须马上给你用人造肺的呼吸机。
So we need to give you one equipment called ECMO.
你要我头上去吗？照片。
那么这个时候医生会认为，其实事实上也如此，就是说他如果不给你上呼吸机的话，你很快就会被死掉。
So if they don't give you ECMO and people couldn't breathe.
弟兄给我们这个图片，大家可以看到，就是有很多的医生跟护士在救一个病人。
So、let's have a look. This all doctors and nurses they are rounding only one patient. They're taking care of only one patient.
就是说，一个病人就需要这么多的人去帮助他，包括仪器。
各位。Only one patient needs doctors and nurses to help him.
他不单是那个人工的肺呼吸机。
It's not only the equipment ECMO.
还有其他各种帮助你的肾脏和心脏的仪器。
And some support machine you need to have to help you heart and your kidney.
那么其实他们还有可能会给你打吊瓶，换一些像激素之类的辅助性的药物。
So they also have some assistance medications like ibuprofen or some cortisone injection.
这个事实就是说，这个是医院最后的一步措施，可以救人。
And this is will be the last stage present our patient.
所以我们知道的事实就是说
we know the fact is
我们人最大的努力就是用我们所知道的方法。
So, what we're doing is try our best and use all things we can have.
去帮助一个病人活下来。
To have this patient to survive.
那么在这个事实上，其实我们人用到了两样东西。
So we will use two things.
一个就是知识。
One is knowledge.
那我们从创世纪可以看到。
From the book of Genesis, we can see that.
为什么人会用到知识？
So why we will use the knowledge?
其实创世纪里面神给我们放了两棵树。
So that's two trees in the book of Genesis.
一个是分别善恶树。
It's a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
有时候我们会也叫它做知识树。
So we also call it knowledge, the tree of knowledge.
那么其实当初亚当最先吃的就是这个知识树。
So we can see that Adam he ate the fruit from this tree.
所以从这个时候开始。
So from the moment.
不管我们遇到什么样的困难，是大的还是小的。
No matter what kind of trouble we had, whether it's big or small.
甚至威胁到我们生命的。
Something is life threatening.
我们最先想到的就是用知识去抵抗。
So what we going to use is our knowledge to deal with it.
去帮助我们度过困难，去保持我们的生命。
To help us out from these troubles.
所以我们不停的在遇到的困难里面，我们去学习知识，去积累知识。
So we having knowledge, we learn the knowledge to how to how to deal with these problems.
但实际上我们的做法是跟所神所赐给我们的方法，所赐给我们的恩典都是反过来的。
So this is the opposite way. What God wanted us to do.
那么在伊甸园时还放了一棵生命树。
So in the Garden of Eden, there's one tree of life.
但是因为我们吃了这棵知识树，所以我们就再也没有机会吃到那个生命树上了。
Because we already ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil, so we can't have the tree of life anymore.
但是实际上，医生在抢救病人当中还是用了神的恩典。
So when these doctors, nurses, they're saving the patients, they also use the God's grace.
这个是什么？
What's that?
这个就是人身体里面的免疫系统。
So this is the immune system in our body.
虽然当初人吃了知识树，神说你吃的日子必定死。
So when Adam ate the fruit, and then God said you will die.
但是神还是给我们留下了恩典。
So, but our God also give us grace.
那么现在研究病毒，打个比方说，就是一个比较有名的研究所，在美国的叫做病毒猎手。
So that's one very famous research place called Virus Hunt. Yeah.
那么，甚至包括许多国家的病毒的研究所。
Some college, some study area, places in many countries.
当他们在研究病毒过程，就是为人制造解药的时候，他们也发现。
So they do some study to find out some medications to treat this virus.
他们最后的发现其实就是。人的免疫系统。
So we find out, the immune system is very important.
其实，这个就是当初神所留给我们。
So that's what our God gave to us.
尽管我们背逆神。
Even though we against our Lord, our God.
因为所有的研究医生都告诉我们，一旦这个免疫系统被摧毁的话，
So, the doctors and research told us if this immune system collapses,
不管你用什么药，不管你用什么样的医术，都救不了那个人。
Whatever treatment, whatever ways to will be it doesn't work.
那么现在他们研究的话呢，就是做到最好的程度，就是研究出疫苗。
So the best study they're going to do is to have some vaccine for this virus.
当然我们知道有很多的病毒，甚至是最好的研究所都没有研究出疫苗的。
So they haven't got any virus vaccine for this virus yet.
那么这个疫苗其实很早以前，当然别的国家我们不知道，在中国我们知道。
So for this virus vaccine in China we know that.
但也在中国一千多年，就是公元前，应该是在北宋的时候。
So 1000 years ago, in Beijing.
当然，我们知道有一种病毒叫做天花病毒。
That's a kind of a virus.
当时这个瘟疫发作的时候，是死了很多。
That's this virus caused a lot of death.
那么中国古代的医生是有很多有名的。
So many, many famous doctors in that time.
他们就发现把天花病人的那个伤口上的那些液体呢，给健康的人呢种上。
So they find a way to treat is they put some oozing from the wound and then they take the oozing and just inject to the skin of the sick people, healthy people.
那么那些健康的人呢，后面就不会被感染天花以至于死去。
So the healthy people they have the vaccination and they don't get any virus, this kind of virus.
那么到了18世纪的90年代，英国的医生又发现。
18th century, and the doctors found it out.
用牛的天花病毒接种，就是我们现在说的牛痘。
So that's some cows they also get this virus, so they would cow pain.
给健康的人种上，那么健康的人也不会被感染。
So they will inject the cows virus to the healthy people. So healthy people they wouldn't get any virus as well.
我想这样说你就明白疫苗是怎么样开始。
So according to this, you might get some understanding about the vaccine.
那么几千年过去了，那我们现在的医生其实还是在做这个事。
So thousands years passed, but our doctors still doing this kind of job.
就是。我们在试图生产一种疫苗，
所以 they're going to find out what kind of vaccine
让健康的人呢有抵抗病毒的能力。
The healthy people that have antibiotics for this virus.
但是为什么说是利用了神的恩典
？So why do we talking about this by God's grace？
因为疫苗本身是不会治病的。
So the vaccine is no that won't cause people sick.
那么研究所发现呢，人的免疫系统是需要一些的，就像他们发现的那些疫苗，去激活它。
So this vaccine is working to activate our immune system.
这个免疫系统它碰到一些未知的病毒去刺激它以后呢？
So this immune system, they come across some unknown virus or bacteria.
人里面有一个叫做适应性免疫系统，是你可以说是最高级的部分。
So that's kind of part of the immune system.
这套系统，那个免疫细胞大约有300亿个。
So that's a 30 billion immune cells.
我们称之为 T 细胞。
We call these T cells.
因为它是从人体的胸腺部分产生，然后胸腺的第一个英文字母是 T.
So that's from one of a gland produced.
那么新的病毒刺激它，它就会从这许多的细胞里面找到最适合抵抗或者说杀死那个病毒的细胞去复制生产。
So when they come across this virus, so the immune system, these cells will produce some cells and then to fight with this virus.
然后这些细胞会去，他们被生产出来以后，他们会把他们找到的病毒杀死。
And then they will find out this virus and then they will kill them.
这是我们简单的说，实际上就是说你看到有两部分工作在这里面。
So it's very simple, but we're talking about these two kind of work.
一个就是人利用了他的知识。
So the human being is using the knowledge.
当然他们花了几千年的时间去知道我们需要去刺激这个系统，它才会。
So they had taken thousands of years to know to understand.
它才会制造杀死病毒的细胞，然后去自动的杀死病毒来，其实就是我们自己身体本身去抵抗，并不是说医生给你药来吃。
So they to understand, they pick out this system.How body works and to kill the virus.
那么还有一种细胞，我们称之为 B 细胞，是从人体的骨髓里面生产出来的。因为骨髓一个英文字母是 B， 所以我们称为 B 细胞。
So the other kind of cells in your immune system called B cells is produced from in your bones.
那么这一部分细胞呢，它会从病毒样本那里。寻找它最匹配的细胞，然后复制生产，产生那个抗体。
So this kind of cells will the same will find out and then you will produce and then you will produce some antibodies.
然后他们被复制生产去找到病毒，然后呢，他们附着在病毒身上，以使那些病毒丧失它自己的复制传播能力。
So they will stay into the surface of the virus, and then they kill the virus.
那么实际上，这些所有的工作其实都是神留给我们的恩典。然后，医生的工作是什么呢？当然，我们肯定医生所做的一些努力，但是医生的工作就是帮助我们自己。也就是我们前面说到的那些设备，去给一个人呢更加强壮，在他缺氧的时候给他氧气，在他肾脏和那个肝脏受到损坏的时候呢，尽量去恢复他正常的功能。
So when so that's the immune system is the grace from our God, and so what doctor is doing is they just try to have patient and then give them.Make them brave, make them getting comfortable, but they will just give them equipment. They couldn't do something else.
然后呢，病人呢的免疫系统可以跟病毒做对抗，然后这个病人会活下来。
So when the immune system fight with violence and then they kill the virus, and this patient will survive.
但是你要明白一点，
so you must understand one point.
这几千年来我面对了这么多的病毒。
Thousands years we human beings come across this virus.
如果我们没有认识我们，
if we don't believe our Lord,
你每一次都是靠人的帮助。
Every time you will seek help from human beings.
我想你其实不用我们说，你自己。
We don't need to say, but you understand.
可能永远都这么强壮。
You can't be that strong forever.
就算是有医生的帮助。
Even though you got the doctor's help.
你总有失败的一次。
But you might take it, you might be failed one day.
那么对于人来说，失败一次就足够了。
So for humans, if you failed one time, that'll be enough.
那病毒就会躲去你的上面。
The virus will kill you.
那我们回到拉瑟路的姐姐这边来说
，Let's come back to this story。
他们去找到了耶稣。
They seek and found Jesus。
那圣经告诉我们
，Our Bible telling us，
像玛利亚和马大一样
，Like a Mary and Martha。
我们有我们的救主耶稣基督。
We have our Savior, Lord Jesus。
虽然有时候环境是没有改变
，Even though the situation is not getting any change。
虽然当时拉撒路是死
，Even though the Lazarus is dead。
在我们还没读到后面之前，我们要明白一件事。
If we haven't read the next part, we must understand one thing。
就算耶稣还没有医治我们的时候，我们还是有平安。
Even though our Lord haven't healed us, we still have peace and safe.
你认识耶稣基督的时候
when you believe and know our Jesus,
不是说你不会碰到困难。
It doesn't mean you never come close to any suffering.
不是说你碰到困难不会有挣扎。
So it doesn't mean if you have some sufferings, you don't have any struggling.
但是就像大卫说
，Like David said，
主是我们的避难所
，And is our shelter，
是我们的山寨，是我们的粮食，是我们的磐石
，And he is our protection。
我们在困难里面
，While in trouble and suffering，
我们在主里面有安息
，We have our rest in our Lord。
所以外面的环境仍然是困难。
So even though this situation is not easy，
你可以想象大卫，他当时他一直在依靠主，但是呢，他仍然被扫罗追他，寻索他的命，在旷野十年之久。
So when David is sleeping and he asking for help from God。But he's still in a situation chasing by Saul, and it will take 10 years in the wild.
但是每一次他都有平安。
Every time he has rest, he has peace and safety.
那么当耶稣到达了以后呢
？So when Jesus arrived.
然后耶稣告诉马大说
：“And Jesus told Martha，
你兄弟必然复活。
”“And your brother will rise again。”
马大说
：“Martha said，
我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
”“Yeah， I know he will rise again at the last of day。”
这个就是我们的盼望。
“And this is our hope。”
那我们的凭据是什么？
What's the evidence assurance of us?
耶稣对马大说
Jesus spoke to Martha.
复活在我
On the resurrection.
生命也在我
And life.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活
The one who believes in me will live, even though they die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死
Whoever is by believing in me will never die.
这是我们的凭据。
This is our assurance.
你看我们的医生为了救活一个病人，为了延续他的生命。
So you can see one doctor wanted to keep one patient's life. This is the way of the knowledge tree.
我们从碰到问题到开始研究。
We come across this issue and we do some study for this.
然后我们拿个样本，我们做分析。
We have sample and we do analysis.
然后做试验。
And we do the test.
然后在动物身上做试验。
And we do test on animals.
然后过了很久以后，我们才稍微的在人身上做试验。
And it takes a long time and we will do the test on humans.
然后当产生副作用发现问题的时候。
And then when we find out some side effects from these drugs.
我们再做改进，再做实验。
And we change it, and we do it.
然后一次一次反复这样做。
And we do it again and again.
最后我们必须还是要回到神的恩典。
So we have, although we're doing all this, but we have to go back to our God's grace.
知识树的经历告诉我们。
The experience of the knowledge tree telling us.
我们违背了神的命令。
We against our God's commandments.
不管我们怎么努力，我们最后还是要回到他的
面前。Whatever we have done and tried, but we have to go back His grace.
我们再看约翰。福音十一章。
Let's read
John 41-43.
So let's read the same chapter 41-43.
如果可以的话，请大家一起念。
Let's read together.
让福音十一章四十一。他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听见我，我也知道你常听我。但我所说的话是为你作为见证的证人，叫你们信是差来的。我说的话也就大大的呼叫。”那人就出来，手脚裹布，却罩包着手巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走。”
所以你这里看到，
You can see from here，
生命树的结果是什么
？So that's the subsequence and the knowledge of life。
其实绕了一圈，我们最后发现，生命树是最简单。
The tree of life, the way of tree of life is very simple.
我们研究了这么多年。
We doing so many researches for many years.
我们还是不能医治病人。
We can't heal people.
但是我们的主耶稣是怎样医治的
？So our Lord, what's the way of our Lord to healing sickness?
他只说了一句话，拉撒路出来。
Only one sentence. He said, Lazarus, come out.
这中间不需要任何的药物。
And that doesn't need any medicines.
马上就活了。
And Lazarus, he rise again.
这就是神的能力。
This is the power of God.
这就是生命树。
This is the tree of life.
那么这个复活的生命实际上指的是我们主耶稣。
And this is the resurrection life. This means our Lord Jesus.
那么他复活了拉撒路以后，过了不久。
And then he make Lazarus rise again.
根据圣经上的记载。
So no longer later, according to the Bible.
也根据门徒告诉我们。
According to the disposal disciples.
他在逾越节到了去了耶路撒冷。
And then in the the Passover festival, he went to Jerusalem.
被我们这些罪人挂在十字架上。
And he was lift up on the cross by our sinners.
他为我们死在十字架。
He died on the cross.
第三日复活。
And 3 days later, he rise again.
复活的大能显明他是神的儿子。
So the power of resurrection telling us he's the Son of God.
这个就是那个复活的生命。
And this is the resurrection and life.
那我们想说。
We're going to tell you.
如果你还没有相信耶稣的人生。
If you haven't believed our Lord Jesus.
我们真的请你好好的思考一下。
We want you to think it carefully.
每一次面临到人类的瘟疫，不管是什么样的灾难瘟疫的话
，So when the human beings come across this place,
它总会过去
，And it will pass.
这个是神的主权
，This is the authority of our God.
我们有机会，我们会详细的跟大家讲。
If we have a chance, we can talk this in details.
但是你要明白
，But you must understand.
你愿意每一次一次一次的去经历这样的灾难
When you wanted to experience this kind of disaster again and again.
当然有些人经过灾难以后
Some people may experience this disaster.
他会觉得可能人类更强壮
So they might feel humans getting stronger.
更有经验
Getting more experience.
但是你要知道这个不是你不是你有经验，不是你更强壮。
So we can say that means you will get more experience and more stronger.
有些人心里会变得更刚硬，他因为他觉得自己活下来了。
Some survivors they might thinking and then they getting hardened heart.
但是如果你像当时被感染的病人一样的时候，你才知道生命的重要。
If you are one of the person you infect and you'll be one of them, you can feel how weak is our human beings.
你愿意每一次都这样面对这些瘟疫
Are you wanting to experience this complex?
有时候我们经常面对的一些像流感病毒这样经常每年都来的病毒
So when we having this flows every year.
我们觉得我们已经很习惯了。
So we already get used to it.
其实你要知道，当然生病的那个人不是你的时候，你会觉得我是安全。
So you're getting sad because you know the people getting sick.
但是你面对像现在这样新的病毒的时候，其实你没有主生命，每个人都会害怕。
So we're getting panicked if you come close to this situation now.
人他面对每天都遇到的邪恶的时候，他会很容易麻木。
So people are getting numb mind if they get used to this evil things.
但是遇到未知的危险的灾难的时候，会很快的就产生恐惧。
So if you come across unknown violence or danger, you will get in pain.
这其实就是撒旦魔鬼对我们的欺骗。
So that's the trick from evil Satan.
他给我们看到，如果这个灾难没有临到你的时候，你觉得你是安全。
So you will feel safe if this virus didn't come to you yet.
但是，一旦灾难临到你，撒旦很快就会夺取你的生命。
So if this has come upon you, and then Satan will kill you.
他不会手下留情，也不会给你任何反应的时间。
He is very quick, and then you couldn't get any chance to survive.
那么还有一种人，他在碰到灾难以后，经过灾难以后。
So one kind of more people they come across this disaster.
他选择了耶稣的救恩。
So they choose the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
那么他就得到了这个复活的生命。
And he had the life of resurrection.
那么如果你真的还没有认识这位主耶稣
，If you haven't believe this Jesus.
真的希望你现在就接受。
So we hope you can receive it now.
让这个复活的生命住到你的里面。
May this life of resurrection live in you.
不管面临什么样的灾难，什么样的困惑，你都可以像大卫一样。
So whatever any disasters, anything happens, we can like David.
心里面有没有平安，在主里面有安息。
So we have peace and faith in our heart and rest in our heart.
今天挺难当。主啊，我们真的要把感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we truly give our thanks to you.
虽然我们是这样的被你，这样的认识
你。Lord, we are so against you and we disbelieve you.
你还留下你的恩典，你还是像你宝贵独一的人。
And you also give us your precious grace and your precious Son.
为了拯救我们这些被你的罪人。
In order to save us these sinners.
他担当我们一切的罪，被挂在十字架上。
He was died on the cross and then burden our sins.
他被埋葬，三日后他复活。
He buried and then 3 days he rise again.
主啊，是你拣选了我们，不是我们拣选的你。
The Lord you chose us, no us chose you.
主啊，如果我们接受了你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，我们就得到那个复活的生命。
If we accept you His Son, our Lord Jesus, and we will receive the light of resurrection.
我们愿意还没有认识主耶稣基督的，今天就接受他，得到他的救恩。
We hope those haven't believed you and they can receive His salvation.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。